to Iraq now with the BBC's Baghdad correspondent, Jim Muir. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
So in the latest elections in Iraq, it seems determining a political mandate is about as hard as Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki determining his own future. He's off to Iran today, one of several visits to neighboring countries influential in Iraq. Jim Muir, is Nouri al-Maliki sitting pretty, or is he worried about finding some allies there in the region?
He is not sitting pretty at all. A short while ago, a couple of weeks back, when the radical young Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr declared that he would support Mr. Maliki with his 39 or 40 seats in parliament, it looked like things were really solidifying for the incumbent prime minister, Mr. Maliki. But that in some ways has turned out to be a bit of a problem because, of course, once you have the Sadrists on your side, the Americans start pushing back the other way and their friends here start humming and hawing. So nothing is yet set in concrete. The swing factor probably actually lies with the Kurds, who are keeping a low profile. They've got something like 57 seats at their disposal. And it really is, if you do the math, it is which way they decide to swing in the end that will decide who's the next prime minister. And they are playing their cards pretty close to their chest for now.
Religiously, the Kurds are typically Sunni Muslims. Al-Maliki is a Shia. The Sunni have been associated with the Saddam Hussein politics of the past. Is al-Maliki visiting Iran an attempt to create an Iran-Iraq-Shiite sort of coalition that has never existed in the past?
Well, certainly, I mean, in the last elections, for example, 4 years ago, you did have a kind of unified Shia bloc, including Mr. Maliki's Dawa party. That kind of split up in the intervening 4 years. So they went into the elections at least split two ways and in fact, split down even further than that. The Iranians would like to see, I think, a kind of solid Shia front as the kind of the basic backbone of an Iraqi structure, which they would also presumably like to see the Sunnis and the Kurds represented in, but the real meat of it would be with the Shiites. But that is proving surprisingly difficult to put together. There are a lot of animosities. It was a bit of a miracle getting Muqtada Sadr into the government bed, as it were, with Mr. Maliki, because there's bad blood between them, a lot of very bad blood between them. There are other Shiite groups who have slipped off the leash, although at least one of them, the Hakim group, the Supreme Council, was actually created in exile in Iran and had very close ties. They seem to have somehow slipped the leash, so trying to herd them back in that direction is proving very difficult.
How, aside from just the pure difficulty of it, how politically risky is it for al-Maliki in that he might inflame problems back in Iraq among the people that are supposed to vote for him?
Well, this is one of the problems he faces, that you kind of court one quarter, you may get their support, but that then alienates other people. The weird thing about all this, really, is that from the outset of this this huge Olympian marathon of an effort to get a government off the ground, everybody's agreed that all four of the major factions should be involved in it. It should be a national partnership. But getting them all to fit together has really proved very, very difficult because everybody wants to be in control and nobody wants to take second seat.
A consensus on what, but no consensus on how. Jim Muir, BBC Baghdad correspondent, talking about the challenges of getting a government behind Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Thanks, Jim.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.